From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It's still Sunday, but the Monday morning quarterbacking is in full swing after Afghanistan's first-ever presidential elections. Some observers, among them Bush administration officials, are hailing the vote as a historic success. But others are wondering whether the vote may have undermined Afghans' confidence in democracy. All the candidates except interim President Hamid Karzai have called the election illegitimate. NPR's Philip Reeves has this report from Kabul.
The counting of votes has yet to begin, but already the pundits are in full voice, weighing up whether Afghanistan's first ever presidential elections were a success or a failure. But William Hogan, chief logistics officer for the country's election commission, has his mind on more concrete issues. There are thousands of ballot boxes out there still in that vast and mountainous landscape that have yet to be brought in. He's using every means at his disposal.
We probably had, I think it was about 300 donkeys throughout the country moving ballot boxes. There was snow yesterday and claims today that they can't get the donkeys out over the passes they could get into previously. This afternoon we moved a truck up there with a snowmobile.
As the votes are being hauled in, a political debate's begun over how history should view these elections. A consensus is emerging that in many respects they went better than expected. The threat by the Taliban of violence came to little. The turnout appears to have been large and enthusiastic. Andrew Wilder, director of the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit, an independent think tank in Kabul, has long argued the elections were held too soon. Yet he now strikes a cautiously optimistic note.
We've had them. I think they went better than many of us expected. But it's very important that we not view this as the end of a process. We cannot declare mission accomplished in Afghanistan now that we've held these elections.
For the 15 candidates who ran against the U.S.-backed interim president Hamid Karzai, it's not yet mission accomplished. They seized on voting irregularities, notably the fact that the ink used to mark people to stop multiple voting was not indelible, and collectively declared the poll invalid. Though the row appears to be losing steam, they're pressing, with signs of success, for an independent inquiry. Candidate Latif Pedram was still seething today.
I just wanted to use Michael Moore's words, that shame on Bush, shame on American democracy, and shame to this democracy.
The odds are some of the candidates will strike a deal with the government, but analysts like Vikram Parekh of the International Crisis Group says what matters is whether the public sees the process as credible. The mistake over the ink has made that more difficult.
I think there is a real question in the public mind about why such an obvious issue was left to chance.
There were hardly any international observers in this election, so no one knows what really happened. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe sent 40 monitors. It's concluded the candidates' complaints are not enough to justify their demands for the poll to be nullified. As the dust settles, attention's now focusing on completing the process without further controversy or violence. Officials say counting will begin in the next few days, and it'll likely take several weeks to get a result. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.